This is Inside Florida Tech, a look at the people and programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we're very happy to have Olivia McKelvey, Editor-in-Chief of The Crimson, also Ted Peterson, Associate Professor of Communications. And they're here today to talk about Free Speech Week. Ted, let's start out with you. Tell us a little bit about why you're doing this.
Sure. So this is our ninth year of hosting a free speech celebration, and it's really designed to celebrate the fact that The Crimson is a free press, the student-run newspaper. That everything that goes into The Crimson is in there because the editors want it, and anything that's not in there is in there because the editors didn't think their readers needed it. And so we just want to celebrate that and remind the community of that.
And one important thing is that it's the editors. It's not anyone in the upper echelon of Florida Tech.
That's right. Nobody approves the copy before it goes out. It's all up to the students.
Olivia, tell us why it's important that you do this.
Just like Dr. Peterson added, it's very important that we operate on the mission that we are a student-run newspaper, and our First Amendment is extremely important to us. So to have an entire week dedicated to that and not only just celebrate it, but educate students and the entire Florida Tech community is really valuable.
Sadly, we take for granted our most important rights, and free speech is certainly one of them. So let's start out telling them about what's going to happen and how they can get involved.
Sure. So it's going to kick off on Monday, February 17th, with free press, free speech, free cookies, where we'll have a free speech wall and encourage people to write on the wall. And if they do, they get a free cookie. And that'll be in the afternoon outside of the Student Union building.
And then on Tuesday, we're going to have a photojournalism workshop with photographers from Florida Today that will be coming, and they'll kind of talk about their experience. They've been in the industry for a long time. They've photographed a lot of things, especially on the Space Coast with launches, and we're going to open it to have them critique work and do a little one-on-one workshop with students.
And then on Wednesday, we've got two events. At lunchtime, we're going to have what we call the Free Food Festival, where people get a free meal, usually old school pizza or Jersey Mike subs, but they give up their First Amendment rights. They experience what life would be like without those protections. And then the evening, I'm really looking forward to this. At 5:30 in the Hartley Room in the Student Union building is the keynote speech. And we're going to have the investigations editor from the Miami Herald. His name is Casey Frank. And he was part of the investigation that talked about Jeffrey Epstein. And so I'm really looking forward to hearing his talk.
And then on Thursday, we have another guest speaker that I'm really excited for as well. We have journalists from the Sun Sentinel coming in, and they covered the Parkland shooting. So we're going to kind of do a panel method where I will be asking questions as well as possibly our managing editor at The Crimson. Ask them about the coverage, their experiences, how it spiraled into other news topics as well.
And by the way, they won the Pulitzer Prize for their work.
And then Friday, we're also going to have another Florida Today panel, a space journalism panel, which I believe has four members on it that will be coming potentially. And these people are really knowledgeable about the Space Coast in general and all the launches, all the jargon that it is involved with the topic and how to make it newsworthy to audience members.
Wow. And these are all free and open to the public?
Yeah.
So they just need to come to campus. How could they find out more information about the times and the specific events?
You guys can visit our social media pages. We're on Facebook as the Florida Tech Crimson and also our website, crimson.fit.edu.
Perfect. Well, we hope everyone will come out and celebrate Free Speech Week at Florida Tech. It's the 17th through the 21st. And you can find out more on social media. Search Florida Tech Crimson.
Correct.
Very cool. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you.